Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. On this podcast, we have a special guest. It's my mom, played by Jason Nash.
Hello, David. It's good to see you.
Hello, Mom.
David, I was wondering, did you have sex with Jason that time we were in Florida and he came to visit in Vernon Hills? I need to know. David, answer me.
The answer is no.
Okay, good. I thought so.
All right, roll intro music. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. This message is to my parents before this podcast starts. The one time Jason came over when you guys didn't know him really well, we did not have sex. Want to clear things up. There was no sex in the house.
Yeah, no sex.
Wait, so you tried telling your kids to wash the dishes the other day?
Yeah, I was like, can you guys pick up a little bit or whatever?
And what was their response? Like, exactly.
Like, the same way, like, when you, like, surprise them with something on YouTube and they just don't react. They just didn't react. They're just like, oh, we don't know. Like, well, tell us what to do. We don't know what to do. And then I was like, fine, I'll just do it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You'd be a fun dad to have.
You know that that dad came up to me and he was like, so, you're the fun dad, huh?
Who came up to you and said that?
I was at this party, with this kid party. Like, I picked Charlie up at a party and this dad I know, he was like, so, you're the fun dad, huh? And I was like, yeah, I guess. You know, we try to have fun.
Yeah.
When we can. He's like, yeah. He's like, I hear a lot about your house. Oh. I hear a lot about going to your house and wanting to do stuff and going to the mall. You guys are always up to something. And I was like, yeah, well, you know. And he goes, not me. I'm a dick.
Oh, my God.
And I go, good talking to you, Steve. And that was it.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's my reputation. What are you going
to
be?
I mean, that is funny to, like, think about you, just, like, to go back to my childhood and think about the parents and then to think that you're the fun parent.
Because you're boring as shit.
What the fuck does that mean?
No, just because, I don't know.
When I'm with my kids, it's highly supervised. I'm, like, in the way too much, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But they want my clout, so, you know.
Yeah, but your kids are definitely using you, I could tell.
For sure.
I see, when I look at kids, I know which kids are using families and which kids aren't.
Which one of my kids thinks he's using me for
Charlie,
clout?
100%.
You think Charlie's using me for clout?
Yeah, for sure. She's the most into TikTok.
What happens when she passes me on TikTok? Then I'll be
it's
using
over.
Her?
You're useless. She's going to dump you. Yo, you know what I thought about the other day?
What?
Jay, what? Stop laughing. You know what I thought about the other day?
Sorry, man. Don't bust me up so much. Stop being so funny.
Yeah, I know. I got to tone it back. I'm Kiwis. I was thinking about Kiwis the other day. Like,
sure.
Last night. I feel like they're really underrated for how good
I used
fruits.
To love Kiwis when I was younger, and they became too acidic to
That's
eat.
What it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But their taste is incredible.
Yeah.
Their color is magnificent. They're beautiful fruits.
Yeah.
They're beautiful fruits.
What's in the middle there? Is that banana in the middle?
No.
What is that?
What?
I used to think that
oh,
was
you're like one of those dumb dads.
Well, I know it's not dad. Banana, but I used to think it was banana. It's right in the middle.
Okay, to be fair, I asked if those were poppy seeds in the middle today.
No,
so.
Sesame. He thought they were sesame seeds.
Sesame seeds.
So, I was like...
Because I know I'm allergic to sesame seeds, so
right,
I looked
who's
at...
Who's the dumbass now?
Yeah, you're right.
It's a confusing fruit.
But this is what I was also thinking about kiwis. Hey, let's say God comes down.
Wait, do you eat the skin?
No.
Okay, man, cool.
Let's say God comes down, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, hey man, no more balls. You can't play catch with baseballs, basketballs, footballs, nothing. Pick a fruit right now to play catch with. Go.
Kiwi.
Apple.
Exactly. Kiwi.
Apple.
No.
Yes.
Kiwi.
Why kiwi?
But it's just not, no, I wouldn't pick kiwi. I'd choose apple, like Natalie said.
You would not choose an apple.
It's not round.
Why? Apple's not round. Kiwis are round.
Kiwis aren't round. They're oblong.
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 And kiwis are small.
You don't need to redeem yourself from being a dumb dad.
Just because you're oblong. Know the word. You know the word oblong?
I think kiwi resembles a tennis ball. Apples are weird at the bottom. They're not really circular sometimes.
A kiwi does not resemble a tennis ball in the slightest.
You don't play tennis.
It resembles an egg.
They're not perfectly round at all. They're not like a ball. Okay. I don't know what kind of kiwis you've been getting.
Circular.
I know this kept you up all night thinking about if you could toss a kiwi instead of a baseball, but...
This is what's going on at Dobrik LLC, huh?
I hate you guys.
Kiwis and Call of Duty and calling your friends back home, pussy.
Someone told me today that quarantine may last till 2022.
Yeah, did you see the article I sent in the group chat?
No, what happened? This is true?
Did you not read anything that I send? When I send it, am I just nothing to you?
I muted you.
I muted you in the group chat. It just shows up as invisible. I just think...
You can't mute someone in a group chat.
No, I called Apple and I said...
Spoke with Apple.
Can you make an exception?
Oh, you know Tim Cook?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said... I can't. I'm so busy. I said, and I was like, please, but Jason is, and he's like, okay, say no more.
Okay, say no more.
He heard Jason. He's like,
Jason, okay, I'll fix it. I know how annoying he is.
No, okay, what did you send on the group chat?
No, it's just it was an article in the LA Times that we're in for the next 12 to 18 months.
Are you fucking serious?
2022. I mean, there's going to be periods where we'll be able to go out and stuff, but it's coming back in the fall. It's, you know, it's here to stay.
What's coming back in the fall?
The quarantine will come back in the fall, and the bug will come back in the fall. You know, the flu season. You know how there's flu season, like.
Oh, are you saying that the summer the ban's going to be lifted?
I think in the summer, yeah, though, we'll be out at some point.
Like June, July, August is fun, and then everyone, okay, guys, you have fun.
Literally, exactly like that.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever walk around? This is what I do sometimes. I wake up, like today was a really rainy day. And I did my whole day of work, and then around 3 o'clock, I was like, oh, fuck, it's coronavirus. Like, it's still here. Like, I forgot. You ever do that? You ever forget that there's a
sometimes,
quarantine?
Like, every day kind of feels like a Saturday or a Sunday. So I, like, almost forget, like, oh, it's Wednesday. I'm supposed to be working.
I have no idea. I have no idea what day it is.
I'll go in my room and watch another movie.
Just kidding. It's just,
I was watching an End of the World movie yesterday.
Yeah.
Deep Impact or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, crazy to, like, it's just, like, I mean, I'm not relating it to coronavirus, but I kind of am. Like, it's just like the characters, everyone was like, the world's ending in 20 days. And then everyone accepted it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like crazy. Like, that could happen here. And then it's just like our new reality.
I've already accepted it.
That the world may end?
No, not the world end, but I've already accepted this quarantine life.
Yeah, but it's crazy how crazy this is that it's like quarantine's happening and like we've accepted it as like a normal thing now.
I know.
Like
I
that's
know.
So bizarre and it's so quick to accept things. Like
what do you think will come out of this? How will society change from this?
No more high fives, no more handshakes.
For sure. That's done.
It's going to
be less people, there'll be less babies.
Think less babies?
Yeah, that's a study.
There'll
be a baby decrease.
Yeah, everyone's cooped up. But Natalie, in a fucking year, we're going to have to make a baby. We got to play. We got to do our part.
That's how this is going to go.
Also, yeah. Like, if you were planning a baby, you're like, yo, I ain't planning a baby now.
Oh, right, because you can't afford it.
Well, no, you don't even want a baby. Don't want a baby to come into the world.
Can't afford it. You don't want to go to a hospital in 9 months. Maybe you don't know what's up.
I watched a pregnancy video the other day of a baby coming out
of
a vagina in the passenger seat of a car.
Natalie's birth?
No, but it fucking terrified me. I don't get it. I don't get childbirth. It's crazy to me.
What do you mean?
How the fuck does a human come out of another human? How the fuck does that happen?
Yeah, I know. It's wild.
I told Taylor, I said, there's no way my baby's coming out of a vagina. He's going to take an Uber. There's no way I'm making my wife go through that shit. You've seen it twice. I mean, have you?
Yeah.
We've talked about this.
Yeah. I saw the sequel, bro.
You saw the sequel? I can't. And as a husband.
Yeah. It's really hard, man, as a husband. One of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
No, I'm being serious. I'm being serious.
On my phone while my baby was delivered.
No, hold on. I'm being serious. I understand that the woman's part is the most difficult thing in all of existence to give birth. But as a husband, do I have to be there watching it? Or can I be in the next room?
I think,
Don Draper?
I have to be there. But also at the same time, I feel like it's a very, like, when your wife's having a baby and, like, your child is coming out of your wife that you made together, like, it's a very, like, you're connected on, like, another deep level that you don't understand right now.
Really? I feel like I'd look at my kid weird. Like, if I saw that, I'd be like, dude, you fucking tore up my wife. Like, you fucked up my wife coming out of there.
Your perception of childbirth sounds like it came out of a cartoon.
I'll be there for childbirth. I'm going to look away, obviously. Right?
Well, no one's asking you to put your head into your wife's vagina. That's where the doctor's going to be. You just hold her hand and you're there by your side.
Don't you want to cut the cord?
What cord?
The umbilical cord. That's what the dad does.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen. I think I'm gonna give that one to the doctor.
Then don't you like eat the placenta? I want to be there when you eat.
That's like a placenta. Very
Natalie's a cool mom. Oh my God. Yeah, people cook the placenta. I've heard.
Yeah,
like very very hippie people. No right. one just I'm no one sure. cooks the placenta.
Yeah.
Very, very rare, guys.
Okay, here's my
deal.
Wait.
Here's
my deal. I'll eat the placenta if I don't have to watch. can that be my deal?
No, Taylor, grab some French bread and some red bell peppers.
Oh my God, I'm gonna be thrilled. I'm actually looking forward to it because I know I'm going to be in such a panic that it's going to be so fun. And my wife's going to be like, can you please shut the fuck up? Can you please shut the fuck up? I'm giving.
This is about me, not
you. I'm delivering a baby and you won't shut up. Just shut up.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Just to be clear, no one eats the placenta.
That's not true. I mean, you're right.
Very rare, rare. That is like a rare thing.
I'm pretty sure Kim Kardashian ate her placenta.
On the show?
I don't know if she ate it on the show, but she just said that. And I think Kourtney did it too. She says, and when I say eat my placenta, I mean that I'm having it freeze-dried and made into a pill form, not actually frying it like a steak.
Well, when your baby came out, you watched it come out?
By then I was more mature and I was just like, yeah, I want to be there for that. It's something I can experience in life. Right, but Jason,
you watched it come out?
Yeah, of course. I had to. How could you not? That's my one opportunity to have that experience. So why would I not be immersed in it and go for it? Well, the whole thing too is like there's a lot of time between there too. So she comes home with the baby and then all of a sudden she gets these huge tits. And she's also like not necessarily, she's like sore, you know, and then she's tired because the babies were all tired.
This is a weird question. You told me that you drank it.
Yeah.
You squeezed it out straight into your mouth. You latched on. Like a little puppy,
mm-hmm.
and you sucked out the milk. You didn't pour it in a cup first, right? Pour in a cup is a weird way to describe it. But you didn't like drink it out of a cup. Because normally men will try breast milk by trying it out of it like a cup. But you got it straight from the source.
What do you mean normally men?
Like
what
it's
you,
already pumped.
Where are you reading? What well, articles like, are you reading?
Like I've seen people try it. And
first of all, you can't squeeze a fucking glass of milk out of a
No, you no, suction
no, no,
it.
No, you with your breast pump.
Suction it? Oh, you're right. Yeah, when you make bottles.
Yeah.
You make bottles. Yeah, I never tasted it like that. I tasted it straight from the source.
That's sick. Was this with your first kid or your second kid?
I don't remember.
Well, you should.
Probably my first.
And did you go for seconds for your second kid?
By the second kid, she fucking hated me.
Tell me exactly how you asked her and what she responded when you asked, can I try your milk?
I don't know. I was just kind of there. And then I was like.
And when you, and after you drank it, did you say something like,
yeah,
I wish I had some cereal? Mm-hmm. Did you say anything funny?
Some cereal?
Yeah, because in that situation, anything.
I have some Fruity Pebbles.
Because that's one of those situations where anything you say afterwards is funny. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's certain situations in life, like if you get, like if there's a big prank on you, right? And you get scared.
Yeah.
Anything you say in that moment is funny. People will laugh at.
Right.
Because it's part of your reaction.
That's interesting.
There's moments like in life where anything you say is funny.
Right.
And that is one of those moments. Uh-huh. After you come up from sucking on a boob and sucking the milk out of it, anything you say is funny. You can say anything you want. What did you say? You must have said something that made people laugh, or at least your wife, unless there was an audience.
I probably just said that tasted really sweet. That's my memory, at least.
You found the one not funny thing. you found the one thing that made you incredibly dull.
100%. That's the story of my marriage, man. She didn't think I was funny, and I'm sure I wasn't. You know what I mean?
You say that, and she goes, wow, you really could have said anything else, and it would have made me laugh.
I was always in the wrong gear.
That's funny.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, signature vintage wash sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Speaking of being a parent, you guys still have your dog here.
Yeah, she's still here. Little Iron Man. She's so cute. She's a puppy. I don't know if we're going to keep her, though. We're fostering her.
Oh, he doesn't know. It's not a complete no in his head.
I'm just saying
he's
that to be
he's still thinking
nice.
About it.
Wow, that's a big change from...
Yeah, that is a big change. That was a subconscious change.
Well, because I can't tell if she likes me or not.
He asked what kind of breed she is after I've already told him a million times. But she's a golden retriever lab mix. And yeah. He was like, oh, wait, why didn't you tell me that earlier? Those are the two best kinds of dogs to have mixed into one. She must be the perfect dog.
Yeah, because growing up, I didn't know if I wanted a lab or a golden retriever. And I'm like, this is a fucking two-in-one.
You got both.
I got both. She's cool, but she pees a lot and stuff. It's weird.
Yeah, but she'll outgrow that.
Today we were eating and she came right by us.
Yeah.
And she just shat right on the ground. Just took a shit right by us as we were eating.
She walked. She knew. She targeted David. She walked
and there was
straight
like
to
hair,
David.
There was like hair in her poop too. And Natalie pointed it out as I was eating. She's like, look at the hair in her poop. And I was like, wow, that doesn't make this Italian sandwich taste any better, Natalie. Thank you. So yeah, I do feel targeted sometimes by her. I can't tell if she likes me or not. I'm the only person in the house that doesn't feed her. Taylor and Natalie both like take the food out for her and stuff.
Right.
So she doesn't have any, I don't know, she doesn't have any connection to me. The other day, Natalie and I went for a run. You know, it was like a mile run, so we were going to be gone for like 10 minutes. So Natalie put her in the bathroom. Yeah. She didn't want her to eat up everything. And
with
no,
her cozy bed and her food and her water and her pee bed.
And I knew that she was going to be bummed out that she was in the bathroom. So yeah. on our way back from the run, I said, first one back to the house gets to take out the dog and be the hero.
Oh, nice.
So I ran really quick and I came into the house and she was crying. Like you could hear her crying in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I opened the door and I was like, and I looked at her and I picked her up and I was like, I can't believe Natalie did that to you. I can't believe Natalie did that to you. I love you so much. I'd never let that happen to you. And I thought that was the moment that I may have won her over a little bit more.
But then I came walking in the house 30 seconds later. And guess who came running?
And then the real show started.
Yeah, and it's not fair because Natalie basically lives in the kitchen because if she's not feeding the dog, she's feeding herself.
All right, don't use this
so
as a time to throw me under the
bus.
So
Natalie, straight from the run, went into the kitchen, opened up a box of Cheez-Its, and this fucking dog heard the food. And she switched and she was like, hey, you know what? I fucking like Natalie. I don't care if she locked me in there. Natalie knows the kitchen better than anyone else in this house. I'm going to stick with her.
Oh my God, that's not true.
You've been looking a lot healthier.
Thank you. I haven't been hanging out with you. That's why. Literally taking years off my life.
I take my compliment back. I know you're going to be so evil about it.
No, I mean, you know, I've been resting and I can't even believe the things we used to do, the things you used to make me do. Remember when you would take me to parties and then it would be like 3 a.m. and then you'd be like, okay, you go to sleep in the car. I'm going to go into the party, see if I can get something.
That happened once or twice.
You good, dog? And I'd be like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm just going to
That happened once.
I'll rest here.
That happened once. And, like, and I got back and I'll be like at the party and like I'll be like, wow, this is actually pretty fun. And then I'll be like, and I'll text him and be like, I'm coming. I'm on my way. I'm leaving. I'm walking out the door when I'm really not.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's the worst. I hate when you do
and
that.
And one time I came out at like 4:30.
Jesus Christ.
And Jason was no longer in the car. And I was like, and I messaged him and I go, Jason, where the fuck did you go? And in the morning I got a message like, bro, I left at 1. You had me sit in the car at 12:30 telling me you're going to come out. That happened one. That was one time. That was crazy. That was like, I don't know. It was like an Oscar award like night or something. Mm-hmm. And I got there and I was leaving and it was like 12:30 at night or something. And I was ready to go. Yeah. And then fucking 4 buses pull up with like everybody I knew. Yeah. Like the fucking party just arrived. So yeah, that was a bad situation. But I'm glad you're feeling healthier ever since we've
thanks, man.
Not been around each other as much.
Hey, you know what? I remember when we used to play pool together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's something that David does that is not cool.
Why?
When I beat him at pool, when the 8-ball is going in, and I don't beat him a lot,
right?
David will grab the 8-ball. And rob me of the satisfaction. So it's down to the final thing. I knock the 8-ball and it's going in. David sticks his hand in the hole.
Yeah.
Pretty fucked up, dog.
Yeah, it's so funny to see your face.
To steal that moment from somebody. That is the most, that second, that is the sweetest feeling. Mm. You know that feeling when you sink the 8-ball. You're like, yes,
yeah,
I won.
That is dope. And I do steal from you.
Yeah. You robbed me.
Are you happier since we hang out less? Or are you ready to get back to it?
I'm so ready to get back to it.
Really?
I can't wait.
Okay, so just remember, when this quarantine's over, no kids, all David.
I'm not going to promise you that. Carl and I were talking the other day about like when we would all hang out and it would be like 2:00 and you'd be calling me. You'd be like, let's go, Jay, where are you? Let's fucking go. And then I'd be like in my car and I'd be like, fuck, I'm late. He's calling me. And I hadn't showered and I don't have underwear on. And you know how I roll. And then I come up here and I drive up your hill. And then you're waiting in the, not in the driveway, at the end of the street.
Yeah.
With the wing of the car up. And I get out. I grab my phone. I'm like, fuck. My pants are falling down because I don't have a fucking belt on. I get in the car. You're like, come on, let's go. You start driving before the wing is even closed. The doors start to close as we're driving. You're like, let's go. I get in the car. I'm like, ah. And then you go, all right, where are we going? Subway? I was fucking dying.
Bro. Every time Jason would come, I'd always be like, where are you? You're late. And every time I'd pull out of like my house and I'd be waiting on the street for him with the door open, ready for him to park his car and get into my car. And then every time he got in, I'd have nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so I miss those days.
I miss them too. I guess in that respect, the quarantine.
You know damn well our first day after the quarantine is going to be like, now what? You know that's going to be like one of the things we say.
No, that won't happen.
Really?
Yeah, because there'll be so much to film. There'll be like, people will be going apeshit.
You think?
They'll be like, so-and-so's having a party, and so-and-so's doing this, and Kanye's going to the moon. You know what I mean? Like, there'll be stuff like that happening. It'll be...
Why would Kanye want to leave Earth the day we're all allowed on it?
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Have you gotten to the point in your age where you're just like, you don't believe in anything that's not like factual? Like, you don't believe in conspiracies anymore. Like, you're just like, that's stupid. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I generally say that's stupid just for my own sanity.
Oh, right. You do. Well, do you, this is my question to you. You've been in this industry for a while.
I have.
I mean, kind of. You've been, you've been watching other,
on the outskirts. But you've, okay.
You've been watching your friends succeed.
yeah. It's all been those, a great ride for them.
All those huge SNL actors that you used to work with. No, no, I'm kidding. But do you believe in the Illuminati? Is that like a real thing?
I love Illuminati. It's delicious.
No, not the pizza place.
Oh.
Illuminati.
No.
No.
And I don't believe in 9/11 conspiracies.
Well, let's talk about Illuminati before we...
Sandy Hook.
Okay, let's talk about Illuminati.
Okay, great.
Okay. When I first moved here, I had an experience with Illuminati.
Oh, you told me, yeah.
Not personally, but sure. A friend... I'm not going to get into it because it was very scary.
Yeah.
But basically...
We've talked about it.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Someone came to talk to one of my friends in their apartment and basically asked them to sacrifice someone in their family for financial gain and for fame.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was really, really scary. And this, and they said that they were part of a cult, basically. Mm-hmm. And they didn't say the Illuminati, but that's kind of what you would just infer.
Cool. Have you ever heard about Puff the Magic Dragon?
No. Okay.
Do you think that's real?
Well, here's my question: do you think that it's real?
Oh.
My friend actually called me the other day.
Yeah.
He's like, "Are you part of the Illuminati?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Is it real?"
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, "No." Well, I responded yes. I was like, yes.
You did?
I was like, it's fucking dope. I'm so happy they invited me.
They just assumed that because you're somewhat successful.
Right. That I mean, but it's like, it's kind of fair. I don't know. I feel like I've been around like enough like celebrities to be like, there's no way that the Illuminati is real because these guys are like actually real humans. Like, you know what I mean? Like when you think of the Illuminati, you think of like shady celebrities who are like doing things like under the table, like murdering.
Right.
Murdering people. But, like, at least the celebrities I know, they're pretty cool. Like, I don't...
They don't need to murder people.
Yeah, as far as I know...
Big houses.
Yeah, like, they have huge houses. Like, why would they be murdering people?
Telling people to stay home in their mansions.
No, but, I mean, I guess... I don't know. I don't know. I can't wrap my head around their being... I do think that there is, like, a group that makes some decisions, but I don't think it's as, like, as we think it is, right? Like, I'm sure...
No, there's no group. There's no nothing. What are you talking about?
Oh, you don't even think, like, that the president...
Yeah, you think... Jay-Z and Beyonce and Obama and Hillary Clinton all get together.
Hillary Duff.
Yeah, and Hillary Duff, right. And they all get together and they decide what's going to happen and they sacrifice babies.
Oh, yeah.
And that was how Beyonce got famous because she brought in a baby and sacrificed her, not on her talent, not on the fact that she's a beautiful woman.
No, that's what I'm saying. She has a beautiful voice. Like, I'm sure like the president...
President
like,
Trump
has secret meetings.
Uh-huh.
I know it sounds crazy to think President Trump has secret meetings.
Yeah, this is what I hate about you and the rest of the Vlog Squad members whose names I won't talk about.
Okay.
It's so fucking frustrating. Like little things that you guys will say, like someone will be like, I don't know if coronavirus is real. I'll be like, okay, I'm fucking getting up. I'm walking out the door. It's
that's different.
So frustrating.
Coronavirus being real is different than me thinking that the president has secret meetings. I mean, why is that a big deal? Why is it a big deal to
sure
think?
Sure he has secret meetings, but finish your thought, dumbass.
You won't let me because you're already judging me.
Okay, go. All right, go ahead. I'll hear you out. You have
I think one minute.
Go.
I think that there has to be meetings that are had that maybe if like the public knew, okay, maybe I didn't think this through. but I feel like there have to be meetings that the public can't know about because it would cause some sort of, you know, mass chaos, uprising.
Yeah, Trump doesn't go to those fucking meetings. That's why we have a pandemic on our hands. Exactly.
Okay, but it's probably beyond that. But it's probably like maybe this pandemic was made to take our eyes off of the aliens that landed.
What is with you fucking young people who just fucking insist on being like, no, it's about something else. Stop searching. Put your feet on the ground and fucking look around you and read a newspaper.
I'm not
crazy.
I'm not searching.
Oh, it infuriates me.
I'm just, my options are open. I'm just, listen.
I'm just a kid. Then this is David's next argument. I'm just a kid,
Stop
man.
Stop yelling at me.
I'm just a kid. Stop yelling at me. No. Meanwhile, all you do is yell at people. Let's fucking go. Hey, I was thinking about this the other day. I was thinking about-
That's it? You're going to drop this conversation?
Yeah, it's pointless. I mean, go back and listen to it. The part where you go, I mean, what about when
okay,
elect
you're right.
president? Okay, I hadn't thought this through.
I know that there were kids listening and they were like, come on, David, get him. And then they heard me start talking and they were like, fuck, this guy's an idiot. No, I get it. I didn't articulate that properly.
That's okay. I mean, we could keep going if you want.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just confused. Like, why?
I don't know much about it either.
Did you ever believe in stuff like that?
No, I was never a moron.
You're never a moron.
No. Where would you go back in time if you could?
Like what moment?
You know, maybe don't change anything, but if you go back and like see something.
Like if I could witness something with my own eyes?
Yeah.
Never thought of that.
Probably like want to like watch my dad play football or something in high school.
Oh, you're talking like that, like personal life shit.
Personal, yeah.
I'd love to see like Jesus Christ. Like that'd be crazy.
That would be good.
Like to see Jesus Christ.
That's a good one.
Without like touching anything or fucking with anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like just to look at somebody.
Yeah.
I'd want to go back 2,000 years.
And what if you got back there and it was like, it's just a normal dude.
Wait, here's my question is like, is the whole year system, right? Like some people are religious and some people aren't. Are the years, are they founded on religion or is religion founded after the years? Does that make sense? If you go back 2,021 years, you're at 1 BC and BC stands for before Christ. So all years are technically religious because they revolve around Jesus' death.
Guess so.
So what do they revolve around if you're not religious? Like what is that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, everyone else has just accepted the years. They don't have to.
They don't think about it. They're just years.
Think about it.
Okay.
You know, it's like Marnie still orders this matzo ball soup for Passover and nobody fucking likes it. And it's like,
right.
I know, I get it. It was like a Jewish tradition. No one wants it.
Isn't it also crazy if like Jesus was around, if he was a real person, which I think he may have been, 2,000 years ago, that's not that long.
No.
Like at all.
Nope, like, not at all.
That's not long ago at all.
Good advancements. I can't believe we don't have a fucking cure for this coronavirus. After all the shit that we have so much shit. Like to all the technology,
brings me back to my point.
What?
Maybe they do have a cure. You don't think, okay, this one is more realistic. You don't think that they actually have a cure?
Well, I mean, it, you know, if you look at AIDS took, I don't know, 20 years to come up with a cure.
But they don't have a cure yet.
I mean, they have drugs that help though.
Yeah, but it's nothing.
You're right.
Like,
they don't have a cure.
Yeah.
You're right.
Publicly. Like, they don't have, like, a cure. But this is what I think. I think that with, like, the advancement of, like, let's say that is true.
Right.
Like, that there is no cure or some shit. Sorry. Let's say that they are holding back a cure.
Uh-huh.
I think with the advancement of social media and all this, like, technology, it's so easy to communicate stuff to a large group of people, no matter who you are.
Right.
So in, like, 10, 20 years, when it becomes an easier thing to find a cure to things, it's going to be a lot harder for the government to try to cover any kind of cure up because a guy's going to be able to go, I have the fucking cure. It's here. I'm tweeting it out or I'm sending it out. I'm putting it onto the internet.
We're here now.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Not even in 20 years.
No, I'm saying maybe the cure was founded by one person that the government was able to silence him.
Oh.
But once more people are coming across the cure because
because
medicine has progressed so much and everyone's like, oh, it's easy. This is the cure.
Okay.
And then like when more people get their hands on it, then it's going to be so much harder for like anybody to be like,
are you smoking a lot of weed
yeah,
these days?
Yeah, a lot. Well, listen, we took a fucking weird turn on this podcast. So I just figured I'd go down that rabbit hole.
What are you most proud of, Dave?
I don't know. I guess if I was to think about like doing what I do. Like just like
yeah,
doing what I do. What
the I just didn't understand you.
Yeah, right. No,
I was making fun of you.
I said it weird. No, like I've like, dude, like it's crazy because as a kid, I wanted to get into the entertainment industry so bad.
Did you ever want to be like a movie star?
Yes.
Did you ever picture yourself in movies?
For sure. I wanted to act. I told you I did that bullshit thing where they go on Nickelodeon. Your kid want to be an actor?
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, I did that bullshit thing.
That's great.
But like I wanted to do that. I wanted to do entertainment so bad.
You did.
Like, that's all I wanted was just to, like,
somehow
be an entertainer. But I didn't know how. I was like, well, I can't really act. I don't know how to get in it. And, like, I didn't know, like, at all how to do it. Like, I was like, how the fuck do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking Vine came around.
Oh.
And then this YouTube thing. And it's literally perfect. It's perfect. Yeah. It's exactly what I want to be doing.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Like, there isn't a profession that is literally more fit for what I want to do.
Isn't that funny? And it wasn't around.
It's so fucking bizarre. It's like...
Maybe you're right. Maybe this Illuminati shit. Maybe there's something to it.
It's literally like putting my hand in like the perfect glove. Like, it fits so perfectly, Jay.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other thing that I'd want to be doing
more.
Yeah,
because you're not an actor. You're not a host.
Right.
I'm like... you're not a musician.
No. I'm just this guy, and I'm making content that I'm like proud of.
Right.
Like I'm not like half-assing this bitch. Like I'm really working hard.
Good.
And like this weird lane that like wasn't there before, and it's so confusing. And I'm just like, how is this so perfect?
I don't know. I feel that way too. When I used to do stand up and stuff, and before I got on Vine, or even before that stuff was around at all, when I would do stand up, I'd be like, oh my God, I hated all the other stand ups so much. Like it wasn't collaborative in any way. And then when I got on Vine, I was like, wow, this is so much fun. And people like aren't assholes about it. And everybody has their own thing that they do. And you can go in and collaborate.
Right.
It's crazy. And now I see these celebrities, they're on the fucking platforms now.
How do you feel about celebrities or anybody of success giving advice to like people that aren't, that haven't like experienced that yet?
Celebrities giving advice about what?
Like, how do you feel about like I was thinking about this the other day. Like, people ask me for like advice.
Sure.
Like they'll be like, how do I get my channel started? Or how do I do this?
Right.
And like, I'll give them my advice, but I'll also be like, fuck, like, I don't know if it's like,
right.
Yeah. Because it's like, you kind of got to do it on your own. And like,
right.
And like the steps I took, like there was luck involved. There was the right time, you know, uh-huh. like, and it's uh-huh. like, and it's almost weird for me to give advice to other people about something that they got to figure out on their own.
Uh-huh.
Like, I almost feel like I have this like privilege where I can be like, oh, this is what you should do, when it's not true. Cause like,
right.
whatever you're asking me, you kind of got to figure it out on your own in a way.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you can give broad advice, like don't let naysayers bring you down, right. or stuff like that. But you can't like give like this is what I was watching. I was watching this really successful businessman, and he was giving advice to these kids. And he's like, "What company do you want to work for?" Right. And the kid's like, "Blah blah blah." And he's like, "So go outside their building, call them every day, call them every day, and right. say you want a position at their office. Right. Call them every day." And that's so fucking incorrect. Do not call an office every day. That's right. fucking crazy. And one of the comments on the video was like, I did this and they blocked me from ever calling them again. Exactly. If you fucking called me and you said you want to be my assistant and you want to work for me and you call me every day, I'd have to get a restraining order. I'd fucking go crazy. But like, that's the type of advice that may have worked for that guy,
yeah.
in that one instance, and now he's giving it to other people, and I almost feel like he doesn't have the authority to be giving that.
I mean, most of the time you're going to give people that advice, they're not going to do it anyway.
I don't know. I'm getting deep about something that really doesn't matter. But yeah, I'm just saying.
It's a good topic.
Sometimes
I
give people advice and I go, well, I don't even know if this is the right thing to say, but I'm saying it anyways. All right, guys. Well, that's all the time we have for the podcast. Thank you guys for listening. It's been a wild ride. Jason, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Wash your hands, guys.
Wash your hands. Stay inside. Order some food. Watch a couple movies.
Make love.
What?
Sorry.
A lot of people are stuck with their families, Jay. All right, we'll see you guys later. My name's Jeff. Bye.